Welcome to Mile High Report Radio Horse Tracks. And now, here's what's happening in Broncos country.
It's been a week since I've last talked about the Broncos searching, the head coach searching deal, issue, scenarios, all that fun stuff. We've had tons of stuff come out in between then since last Thursday, but this is just another recap. But I say that because it's been another week, and we're like, what, a month into this coaching search now, and I think we now know less about who the next Broncos head coach is going to be than we did maybe 3 weeks ago. I have no idea what is going on, honestly. I really don't. It's so hard to even keep track of all the new updates and stories and little reports and rumors and all that stuff. It's like you have to be glued to Twitter for your entire day. Like, what is going on in Denver, ladies and gentlemen? That's going to be the big question we're going to try to solve today on this edition of Horse Tracks. It is January 26th. It's a Thursday. Happy Thursday, everyone. Happy almost weekend. Of course, I'm your host, Ross. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to yet another one of these. My voice sounds a little bit, Earl-y, a little bit more nasally than usual. We could blame this cold, but thank you for dealing with that. And if you haven't noticed any difference, that just kind of hurts. But on this edition, we got coaching updates on Sean Payton, D'Amico Ryans, Dan Quinn, Jerry Rosberg, and get your tinfoil hats ready, because Jim Harbaugh is still coming to the Broncos? Question mark, question mark, question mark, not clickbait? Maybe a little bit, I don't know. Where, dude, I still just don't know. But of course, before we get into things, you can find us at milehighreport.com. Catch tons of awesome articles daily. The best way to keep up with the coaching search and the coaching tracker that's done on there as well. Go ahead and catch us there. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Of course, I'm a little bit more partial to Instagram because yours truly runs it. So let's go have a good time. Follow us there, just at Mile High Report. All right, let's get into things right here. Sean Payton. Chances of the Broncos signing Sean Payton as their next head coach are wavering. But not really, actually. But then they kind of are. But then they're not. But then he's going back to Fox. But he still wants Denver, and Denver still wants him. I don't know, dude. I don't know. And doodads for you guys, too. I don't know. So what kind of has been happening the last couple days is that the interview, his second interview with Denver, was delayed. But then it was reported that it was never scheduled. And then it was said that Walton might have had a hunting trip. But then that report came out is inaccurate. And he's now doing an interview with Arizona instead of the second one with Denver. But now it's like the whole market for him is smaller than he thought. And so he might just go stay with Fox. But then also there's the fact that, and one number I saw being thrown around is for a contract is 10 years, $250 million. And no one wants to pay him that kind of money, so he might just go back to Fox. But then Colin Cowherd on the show comes out and says that there's a report that the Broncos want Sean Payton. And if Sean Payton wants the Broncos, then the deal is going to get done. And pretty much Sean Payton just has to call up Denver and be like, hey, I want you guys. And apparently he still has the interest to Denver as well. But it just hasn't happened yet. And then one of the weirder things is on Wednesday, on the DraftKings site, the odds for the next Broncos head coach, they were taken off the site. So we thought we might be able to get some news for coaching, and then we never got that. And so right now, this Sean Payton situation is just a mess. What Broncos reporter Benjamin Albright had to say about this one, Benji, for those who are in the know, he said that essentially the ship is sailed, but there's a chance that the ship comes back to port. None of this makes sense. Essentially, here, I'm going to sum up this Sean Payton news for you guys. Essentially, it's not going to happen, but it can still happen. Dude, I just want to know who the next head coach is going to be. And apparently, speaking about who the actual next head coach really might be, it's time to buy stock on DeMeco Ryans, defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. He's able to be interviewed next week. So one of the reports is that the delay in Denver's coaching selection and process might be caused because they're just waiting to get another interview with DeMeco Ryans. So that there could be our answer there. And I do think Ryans could be a really solid pick as the next Broncos head coach. He's not going to be as expensive as Sean Payton. He's not going to be a bust like Dan Quinn is. He's a solid guy, and he's not even, I know he's a defensive-minded guy, but he might not even be there just to run the defense. Of course, he's going to have that, but I think the biggest thing in this is that what the Broncos really need right now from top to bottom and what they've systematically been doing since the last few seasons of the regular season is that they need a culture shift. They need a culture shock. They need just something brand new, ground up. Really rebuild this franchise and take it back to its former glory. All right, a glory where, I mean, on Wednesday we celebrate 25 years since the helicopter, since the first Super Bowl the Broncos ever won, the first one that John Elway ever got his hands on, Super Bowl 32 against the Packers. And I don't want to age any one of you listeners because I love you dearly, but I wasn't even alive for that game. Yeah, there's that one. So I'm sure most of you guys listening to this remember that game. The best I've got was watching tons of replays, and that's about it. But if you want to feel old today, there you go. What I was saying about Ryan's is that, and the culture changes, that he is that guy. He is that leader of men kind of guy that can just come in and set the tone. He's a guy that's like a Mike Tomlin, Mike Vrabel type. All right. He's that one that's going to spark this culture change that Denver desperately needs. And apparently, according to some polls, maybe we'll give a little bit of a sneak peek at what this week's fan overreactions article is going to look like with one of the questions there. Of course, you saw on the Instagram story and voted. You might be able to see the results already. But apparently, Broncos country, you guys are pretty keen on having DeMeco Ryans as head coach and having David Shaw as his offensive coordinator. I'd be so interested to see how that goes. In fact, I'd be pretty happy if they made that happen. Now, of course, that can really blow up in their faces, but, you know, can't be worse than Nathaniel Hackett, right? Right? I mean, hopefully. Then with Dan Quinn. So hopefully hopefully and maybe luckily, a lot of you guys, I know you still want them. I've seen the Instagram comments, but at the same time, the grand majority of you don't. So luckily, the hype for Dan Quinn and the chances of him being brought into Denver has died down or at least settled. He has a second interview. He has had or has a second interview scheduled with the Colts and the Cardinals. The Broncos still may bring him in for a second one, but it looks like he's going to be going to a team outside of Denver. Maybe the Panthers are still up for play, but it looks like they've narrowed down their selection. So it looks like Dan Quinn's going to be a Cardinals or a Colts kind of guy, and I'm very okay with that. And then with Jerry Rosberg's situation, this was another case of conflicting news reports in just a span of like an hour is what it seemed like. So first of all, it was reported that the Broncos have officially ended the contract for Jerry Rosberg and are moving on their coaching search. That's false. Jerry Rosberg's contract has only expired with the Denver Broncos, and there is still a chance that the team and Rosberg himself are open to him returning to the staff next year. It mostly depends on who the next head coach is going to be and if Rosberg is willing to take a job that's not a head coaching spot. He recently told Denver, I mean reportedly as well, that he was only interested in the head coaching spot. In fact, he pitched it to the Broncos office as well. So it's waiting to see if he would be okay with maybe being like a special teams coordinator or assistant head coach for whoever comes in next. Technically he can still be head coach, but he has not been fired. The Broncos have not moved on from him. There's still a chance that he comes back to Denver, this upcoming season. All right, and with the last bit of coaching news, we're going to bring back this name. And like I said earlier, but you go ahead, do yourself a favor. Let's all collectively put our tinfoil hats on together, because Jim Harbaugh is still going to coach the Denver Broncos. He's not out of play just yet. There are some people, and there's rumors spinning on like places like Twitter and other kind of public discussion forums and whatever you want to call it. And I've even seen some people in the comments at milehighreport.com, all right? There's a lot of you, more than I really thought, that are still not willing to write off Jim Harbaugh's chances of coaching the Denver Broncos, because he hasn't signed that extension, that contract with Michigan yet. He still hasn't until he puts pen to paper. See what I did there? Greg Penner. Oh boy, there we go. But until he puts pen to paper with Michigan, people are still thinking like, hey, it's still open with Denver. So people are waiting on that to really just solidify the fact that Jim Harbaugh is not coming to the Denver Broncos. And there's some talks and thoughts that that go along with these rumors that Harbaugh is still Greg Penner's number one guy. He apparently was in the beginning, and apparently he still is. So let's not forget about Jim Harbaugh, I guess. And we could keep that hype train going for you that might have given up hope and we're putting all your banking everything onto Jim Harbaugh. I know there's a few of us here at Mile High Report, myself a little bit, but I've gone over it. I'm actually a big fan of bringing in D'Amico Ryans. Like I think that would be a really solid move, and we wouldn't have to worry about the compensation like Sean Payton would. So I'd actually be pretty happy with that. Of course, we'll see how much longer it's going to take. I have no idea, but you guys are in the same boat as me, is we're all just stuck waiting to see what the heck the Denver Broncos do. We're all stuck in limbo, and we're all stuck in this just collective pool of consciousness and of, but it's one that's filled with, I guess, anxiety at this point. Gosh, I wish they just make a decision. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this edition of Horse Tracks. I hope you guys have a fantastic Thursday. I hope that the Broncos make a decision when it comes to coaching today. And by the time this releases, it was like 6 in the morning, that this is all old news. So that would be tons of fun. Follow us on social medias, like I said, at Mile High Report, milehighreport.com. And follow that coaching tracker on there. Stay up to date to the latest news. As soon as it comes out, it gets updated, so you guys can find everything there. My name is Ben Ross. Hope you guys have enjoyed this week, where we saw the anniversaries of the Broncos knocking the Patriots off, knocking them out of the playoffs in that AFC Championship game in Peyton Manning's last ride. The game where Von Miller was just unbelievable. I miss 2015. Well, technically that was in the year 2016 at that point, but you know what I mean. I miss that season. Then also the anniversary of the Broncos getting their first Super Bowl. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Maybe next time, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll just be able to talk about the news of the coach that the Broncos signed. Will that happen? Doubt it.